This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 508, Self-Taught Learner Tiago's 7.5 on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Tiago has never been inside an English classroom, but he nailed a 7.5 overall on his first IELTS exam. Today, find out how he did it. Happy New Year, IELTS Energy listeners. I know you've been hearing me say this often, but this is truly a happy, happy New Year. We are starting 2018 with such positive forward momentum here at IELTS Energy, and we have so many exciting projects planned for you guys, for all of our listeners at All Ears English. So today we are keeping this positive momentum going with another student story, guys, that will inspire you and motivate you. And you know what, guys? You can get the scores you need. All right. This is why I'm so excited to talk to Tiago today. Guys, you met Tiago a couple months ago, a little while ago, because he was our Writing Wizard winner. If you didn't hear that episode, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I'll link to that episode in this blog post. This is episode 508. Okay. So Tiago, why are you here again?
Yeah, I'm here because I got this course that I really, really, really wanted.
That's so awesome. So, Tiago, you're looking to immigrate to Canada, right?
You're right.
Okay, awesome. So, you already needed, like, quite high scores, like 8 in listening, 7s in the rest, but you got even beyond that.
Yeah, I got 8.5 on listening, 7.5 on reading, 7 in writing, and 7 in speaking.
And just to remind our listeners, Tiago, have you ever taken an English class?
No, that was... I never taken any English class, any proper English class, but I thank God for the internet.
Right? Yeah, me too.
I used to say that internet was the greatest invention in the modern age, because it really simply gave us freedom. I don't have to attend some venue at a predetermined time. I can hustle in my study plan whenever it suits me better. That was vital to choose your course.
I love it. I love some of the words you just used, predetermined and hustle. Hustle, I love that word, hustle. It has like a slight aggressive connotation, because it's like you're it's not just rushing. It's like you're determined to get through something, right?
Yeah.
We use it a lot in sports, but I love applying it to your IELTS preparation, because that is the correct word for you, Tiago. Like, you hustled, man. That is the only way to be like a self-taught learner like you and get such amazing scores. Now, I don't want to do the math, so could you tell us what the overall was?
The overall was 7.5.
Okay, now talk us through this experience. When you got your scores, what did you think you were going to get?
Well, after so much hard work, and I really expecting that scores, but I know, and everyone who take the test knows that IELTS is not easy. And so that's why I used the hustle and grinding words, because it is an obnoxious process. We have to grind a lot. It's not easy.
But the this is true. Like, guys, I mean, this is a hard truth. Yeah, we're not bringing you like a magic key today. Like, you don't have to do anything. Just sort of like read something once in a while and you know, pass IELTS. That's not it. You do have to hustle. It is a grind and it can be obnoxious. I love that you use that word. I haven't used that word in a long time. That's awesome. Okay, but when you think to your IELTS preparation, it was a grind, yeah. But how did you stay motivated then?
Oh, that was the most, was the easiest way to keep going. I just had to look at my future and look at my goals, and I visualized myself in Canada. For instance, in the day of the exam, I was sat by the window and it was a scorching day and I was extremely nervous. And the way that I calmed down was to look outside and talk to myself. In 1 year from now, I'll see snowflakes falling from the sky. So it depends on this test.
Oh, that's so awesome. I mean, yes, you're nervous. Yes, you're anxious, but you have to find a way to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know? And you were. Like, you acknowledged the fact that this is an enormous exam. You're under a lot of pressure, but you have to find some way to see the silver lining, right? To be like, you know what? It's just, this is one day. This exam will be over tonight. And that's it. And it truly was over for you because you don't have to take it again. Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, you know, in the test day, I remember that you had that so-called breath in five to calm down that that you teach us in the course. And I was so nervous that I was trying to breath in five. But what happened is that the thing was that I was so darn nervous that the breath in five didn't work. So I tried to I tried to breath in 10. And what happened is that I have almost fainted away.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's true. And then I used the another technique was visualizing myself and my family where my goal was, and that worked. What I really needed to get the first answer, especially in the listening. So when I got the first one, my nerves calmed down and everything becomes easier.
No, totally. It's like we have an idiom in English. You can't see the forest through the trees. Like, how would I explain that? It's when you have this huge thing ahead of you, right? Like, you know, you have to take this huge test that day. It's hard to get a handle on it. It's hard to be able to get the big picture because you're just so freaked out about like individual things. Like, oh, what if I miss an answer on listening and lose the whole thing? What if, you know? So you really have to find a way to get back to that bigger picture.
Yeah.
And I think, guys, this is like, that's the perfect method, just to visualize your life 6 months from now, a year from now. Where is IELTS going to bring you? Keep it positive, right? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your exam experience.
Okay.
And maybe we could come away with some tips for our listeners today for when they have to face this huge challenge. So, okay, you got an 8.5 in listening. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Yeah, you know, you have, to be honest, I done more than, I don't know, 117 mock tests on listening.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like crazy. But you told us to predict, but I went further and besides predict, I wrote down the answers in those 30 seconds. Even if the answer was right or wrong, whether it's right or wrong, but at least it make me more confident in what to expect. And
that's a great idea. So you probably won't have time to do that in every section though, right?
Yeah, this time it works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So guys, yeah, that is a vital part of our three keys listening strategies is that in order to be an active test taker, right? That's our thing. Yeah. You like we all of our strategies encourage you guys to engage with the exam as much as you can. Keep your brain active the whole time, right? It helps you keep focused and get the answers. So this is a great addition to that prediction strategy where, yeah, I love it. So you're not only like just going through them in your mind, but you actually note down below the little space or whatever, like what a possible answer might be. I love that. That's great. So that's a really good tip for listening. And then speaking. So for someone who has never taken an English class and you're in Brazil, you don't have a lot of opportunity to speak English. How did you propel yourself towards that 7?
Yeah, that was one of the worst part because I used to talk to myself as a crazy man and then I talk out loud. And just last month, I had my first conversation in English with someone from the closed Facebook group. And what was vital for me was that 15 minutes with you. And it gave me a lot of confidence.
Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to commit yourself to success and get past IELTS this year, let's do it together. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can be part of the Three Keys IELTS community today. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to commit yourself to success and get past IELTS this year, let's do it together. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can be part of the Three Keys IELTS community today. I need to give Ozzy a treat. So what Tiago is talking about, you guys, is every month we have the Writing Wizard winner. We have the Writing Wizard contest. And Tiago was the winner. And so the winner of that contest gets a 15-minute strategy session with me and then to come on the show. So what do you think was so beneficial about that 15 minutes?
Well, you show me exactly what sort of linking words I should use and adverbs and adjectives and how to answer correctly and properly and what the examiner are looking for. So I knew exactly what they would like to hear. So as you know, my English is not perfect. I'm not so fluent, but I knew.
It's great.
Yeah, I have to. I needed a method. I have to be very surgical, very direct in what to do.
So what was your speaking exam like? How were you feeling? Did you enjoy it or like what was that experience like?
No, overall, I had an amazing experience. The whole test, they are so professional. And the examiner on my speaking was just a youngster, but he was so professional. And especially in the listening, writing, and reading, when we had 72 people doing the test, and sometimes someone just break down and start to cry because they
what?
Yeah, it was
tension.
the tension was. Was in the air.
Jeez.
But they were so professional and they calmed down everyone and I just have to thank them to the way that they managed it, the test.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I can't believe people like broke down and cried. Guys, don't be one of those people.
No, but
like prepare for the exam.
When they start the countdown, it's 10 minutes, then it's 5 minutes. And people in the writing test, they are just rubbing using the rubber. And, oh my God, they should be finishing the test, not erasing it.
Oh my God, guys, do not let that happen to you. Just prepare for the test. Follow Tiago's example. Follow Vitor's example. We've had so many amazing students that got the scores they needed because they had a plan, guys. Like, you can do this. You can fit it into your life. You can get past IELTS, but you have to put in the work, like Tiago. But it's worth it. Like, Tiago worked so hard. So hard to get to that point. And then, as you heard, guys, he actually enjoyed the exam. Like, he had a great experience, unlike some other people who maybe did not prepare very well and ended up crying. That makes me sad. Like, I could just picture just the panicked, sort of lost feeling that these kids must have had. I say kids. I just assume everyone's younger than I am. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, but you were able to maintain your calm because you had prepared. Okay, so on the writing exam, you didn't feel panicked, right?
Right.
Did you have time for all the steps, the planning, the writing, the checking?
Yeah, everything. I did everything according to what we practice a lot. You know, I said the other time that the template that you provide us is gold, and it really is. So I wrote more than 50 texts between letters and essays.
Wow.
And when the time come and from in the exam day,
yeah,
everything went well. Thankfully.
That's amazing. Yeah, right? Yeah, well, it went very well, I would say. Yeah, guys, it's just, you know, like, we talk about having study plans. That's a template, right? It's an outline for how you spend your time. So are the outlines for the writing, for the essays and the letters. Like, those templates are gold. Organizing yourself is hard when there's so much to do. So that's why the study plan is so amazing. The templates are so amazing because they save your time. You guys have enough else to occupy yourself. So let us do some of it for you. Like, that's why we're here. Okay. And then last but not least, reading. Awesome. 7.5.
Yeah.
How was that exam experience? Was there any like panic moments? Did you finish before the time, or like, how did that go?
No, it went well, but I will be totally honest with you. I thought you were so crazy, man. Your technique is so bold. And I had to trust.
That's so funny.
To look to some websites where I had a lot of reading and they reading tests with answers, and I went directly to the answers and I checked. Let's see if this technique works. And oh my God, it worked. So I said, I give up. I won't read it. This is too much to read. I will trust this technique.
That's so funny. No, it does sound crazy at first. It is super scary. I know. I have to like talk down students once in a while when they're like, this is impossible. Or sometimes students like are saying like, I tried this strategy, but it didn't work. But that's because they didn't trust it and they read too much, and that's why they got the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Like, just believe me. Believe Tiago. It works, you guys. That's so funny. Are you are you talking about like matching headings to paragraphs or any specific question type that you had to double check?
You don't read anything. You just match, and it's true, no, it's false, it's not given, no and not given. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
You trust or you don't trust, you have to make a decision. If you trust, go for it. If you don't trust, man, you will suffer a lot.
That's true. It'll just be impossible. If you don't have... Guys, it's not a reading test. I know I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it again, but that's why we did one episode like a year ago about like working backwards. And this is what Tiago's describing as he was like checking up on our strategies to make sure they worked, they were right. Working backwards is great, guys, because then I highly recommend this because you're adults. Like, you need to be logical and reasonable about stuff. And I like, I'm glad you're honest and I'm glad you checked. It's good because you need to like, you need to confirm before, like in front of your eyes, you need to confirm that these are the answers, you know, like that these strategies do work. So I definitely recommend working backwards and then you could see that it's worth it, right? And then you could just be like, okay, I guess I have to do this now.
Yeah, I guarantee you, it sounds extremely crazy, but it works.
That's so awesome. Well, I have been called crazy, you know, a few times in my life. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, this is so fantastic. Tiago, congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I was so excited that I got to have you on again today.
And I extremely happy because I got these scores, but especially because your techniques, your method, it's everything that I was looking for.
Awesome. Yay. Well, thank you. And I'm so proud of you. Just that's awesome. And this time next year, you are just going to be freezing your fingers off in Canada. So that's great.
Hopefully.
All right, Tiago. Well, happy holidays, happy new year, and congratulations again.
You too.
All right, guys, if you're ready to get into the same system of strategies that seem crazy but actually work, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, let's finish up for today. Let you get back on to your life past IELTS. And Tiago, thanks again. It was nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. I really love it.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.